Today, President Bush spotlighted stalled Senate immigration legislation at a speech in Washington. He blamed Democrats for delaying a bill that would allow millions now in the country illegally to stay and pursue citizenship. But Mr. Bush left his views unclear. He didn't say whether he actually supports those provisions, which many conservatives oppose.
This immigration program should not provide automatic citizenship or amnesty. It should provide a chance for people to work here legally on a temporary basis.
With lawmakers on their spring break, NPR's David Wellna has been looking at the immigration legislation now before the Senate. He found a little notice provision that has some immigration advocates deeply concerned.
This battle cry rallied tens of thousands of Spanish-speaking demonstrators on the National Mall earlier this week.
No al proyecto Sensenbrenner. No al proyecto Sensenbrenner.
No, that is, to the Sensenbrenner Project. That's shorthand for the Get Tough Border Security Bill Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner pushed through the House late last year, a bill making it a felony to be in the country illegally. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy denounced that bill when he addressed the pro-immigrant rally.
Some in Congress want to turn America away from its true spirit. They believe immigrants are criminals and they're wrong.
But as it turns out, the Senate Judiciary Committee, which includes Kennedy, also passed legislation turning undocumented immigrants into criminals. At that meeting last month, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin tried to change that provision.
All I'm trying to take out of this is the criminalization of 11 or 12 million undocumented people.
But Durbin managed only to keep those who'd overstayed their visas from being considered criminals in the Senate's bill. Tim Sparapani is legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union.
There's no question that the Senate legislation would increase and expand the criminal nature for people who cross the border in an undocumented status.
The Senate bill makes it a criminal misdemeanor, punishable by up to 6 months in prison to have entered the country by illegal means. During its drafting, Arizona Republican John Kyle cited practical reasons for making the infraction an easier to prosecute misdemeanor.
I would not favor a felony sanction under any circumstance here. The advantage, it seems to me, to having a potential misdemeanor is that there is an ability, at least for law enforcement, to deal with a situation other than necessarily referring for deportation.
This week, Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert and Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist jointly promised to produce a bill that, in their words, will not make unlawful presence in the United States a felony. They said nothing about such unlawful presence becoming a criminal misdemeanor. And the Senate legislation that would make it a misdemeanor does not make clear whether that applies to the millions already here who crossed illegally. Washington immigration lawyer Andres Benich says that may not be the bill's intention.
But unless it specifically says so, I wouldn't put it beyond immigration to try to interpret it retroactively.
Benich says that's exactly what happened with tighter immigration laws Congress passed a decade ago. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.